AM on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Well, hope my family ain't expecting much from me this Christmas, because I done lost my holiday job. I was working as a mall Santa till they fired me for no good reason. Something about, you can't give cigarettes to kids, blah, blah, blah. It's not as if I wanted to give that crying brat my last cigarette, but when I told her she seemed like a jerk and I didn't think she deserved nothing, she threatened to pee on my lap. And I knew I had to do something drastic. So I held up my last menthol and told her it was a magic candy cane that only tasted minty when you lit it on fire. Next thing I know, she's running through Santa Land and asking Mrs. Claus for a lighter. Long story short, I got banned from Santa Land for life. It's probably for the best, though. The kids were starting to ask me things like, why do you smell like an ashtray, Santa? And Santa, why aren't you wearing a bra? Anyway, Merry Christmas, y'all.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's five.
Stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Rich Dennison. Another contentious hearing in Washington as the House Rules Committee lays the groundwork for a debate on this week's expected vote whether to impeach President Trump. Republicans, including Congressman Tom Cole, say the president didn't do anything wrong.
The majority is seeking to remove the president over something that didn't happen.
President Trump today says he takes no responsibility for the investigation that could make him only the third American leader in U.S. history to be impeached.
No, I don't take any. Zero, to put it mildly.
Democrats accuse the president of obstruction of Congress and abuse of power, saying he pressured Ukraine to investigate a political rival.
Bull crap!
The chief judge of the secretive FISA court slamming the FBI for providing what she calls unsupported information when applying for surveillance.
Hey, stupid. They're trying to impeach the president over all that crap. Advisor. Those phony.
America is listening to Fox.
No, we're not.
I'm done with you. Son of a. Really?
Christmas is getting closer. I don't know what I'm gonna do. You can believe I'm sweating. Not a clue what I'm getting for you. Christmas is near, I'm bumming, in fact, I am coming unglued. You can believe I'm sweating, not a clue what I'm getting for you. Last year, I had dropped a grand for your nice gold band. Then you told me you don't wear it, cause it's bland. You said it's crap, it just goes to show you won't be spending more dough. Too bad you won't get something cheap from the catalog in the mail. Christmas is getting closer, I don't know what I'm gonna do. You can believe I'm sweating, not a clue what I'm getting for you. Christmas is near, I'm bumming, in fact, I am coming unglued. You can believe I'm sweating, not a clue what I'm getting for you.
We accept cash, traveler's checks, gift cards that go unused. We're not fuzzy. It is a couple of minutes past 5 o'clock. Temperature is dropping.
And Leon's getting larger.
Seems like the lower the temperature drops, the bigger Leon gets. But we're going to the pizza place. We'll be there in an hour. Not far from the radio station at Perry Hill and Harrison Road by the Dollar General. Come and join us. It's free. It's free, and it's really good. We mentioned the chili cheese dog pizza as one option.
And the BLT.
The BLT. It's
very good.
Yeah. The lettuce is an option. They don't put the lettuce into the pizza when they bake it.
Right.
They just add a crispy piece of lettuce on top, and you bite that with the pizza. And I've got to tell you, you got to try this.
Yes, it's very good.
It's excellent. And I already know, I've been told by Mrs. Rutabaga that I better return home with a white garlic sauce, spinach pizza. They have come to love that, and a calzone for show, and God only knows what Mike and that group over there have cooked up for our group tonight. If you'd like to join us, we just need your name. You're not signing up for anything. We're not going to apply for credit in your name or put you on a mailing list. We just would like to know who's coming. And you can even put your name on the list if you've been a little naughty this year. We'll accept slightly naughty people. and under certain circumstances, very naughty people, but mostly just a little naughty. And you can call Rosie at 272-9228 and get on board. This is an awesome pizza experience. 5:06, we have your local news, Rich's forecast, and then Brett McDonald. We'll talk about another record-breaking day. God, let's get him out of office. This winning is just too much for us.
Mr. Sandman. Merry Christmas and Happy Hanukkah. My Millbrook store is now closed and all sold items must be picked up or delivered by the 22nd. My Montgomery stores are full of fabulous mattresses, beds, headboards, bed frames, and furniture pieces at true discount prices. Serta, Beautyrest, Jameson, Diamond, and other great brands are available for prompt pickup or delivery. Mr. Sandman has been voted Montgomery's favorite store for 20 years because we offer more choices, lower prices, and great customer service. Oh yeah, and these really snazzy radio ads I do. We sell mattresses by the set, mattress only, or foundation on, and we have quality bed frames in all sizes. We have nice bargain mattresses, a huge selection of mid-range sets, and some of the finest mattresses around, under $3,000. No interest financing is available. We can order odd-sized mattresses, and we will be closed Christmas Eve and day. We're on the Atlanta Highway with two showrooms across from the Dairy Queen, open 10 to 6, Monday through Saturday. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
Flamingo, a fox, and a Rottweiler.
Celebrities left on Fox's Smash Hit Show.
The Masked Singer!
And tomorrow, on the season finale, the competition is on and the masks are coming off.
This is a finale!
As all three are unmasked.
Who are you?
And the champion is revealed.
The winner is...
The two-hour season finale of The Masked Singer.
Tomorrow on Fox 20.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Samantha Williams. Last night, the Elmore County School Board unanimously approved a $50 million bond for new building projects in the school system to happen over the next several years. The plans include building a new middle school in Redland, expanding the county's technical school, building a new band room at Stanhope Elmore, and several other projects. Plus, the National Weather Service says its preliminary reports show an EF2 tornado touched down in Marengo County last night. Winds were estimated at up to 120 miles per hour. The area hit was in the Saltwell community on U.S. Highway 80, just southwest of Demopolis. Two mobile homes were reported destroyed, more than a dozen damaged, and three people were injured. And in North Alabama, authorities in Lawrence County confirmed that two people were killed and several others injured when severe storms moved through that area Monday evening. The two people killed were in the Town Creek community in Lawrence County, about 25 miles west of Decatur, south of the Tennessee River. I'm Samantha Williams. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Caravita Village. Tour the resort-style senior living community with options like companion suites or luxury 1, 2, and 3-bedroom private suites. Learn more at caravitavillage.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. What a big change in 24 hours, and the temperatures are still going down. In fact, that breeze will add a little bite to the air tonight. Much colder, overnight low temperature by morning down to about 29. Then for the day tomorrow, plenty of sunshine around, but the high temperature barely up to about 49. Another cold one tomorrow night. The overnight low temperature ends up in the upper 20s. Then we'll be in the mid-50s, I think, on Thursday and Friday, dry weather. But I think the risk of at least some widely scattered showers returns by, let's say, Friday night into Saturday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Secret Santa sucks. Secret Santa sucks. Ridiculous and lame. Giving me crap that I don't want. A really dumb picture frame. Giving lame crap like a candle. Spend about $7. They're gonna get another re-gift, cause Secret Santa sucks.
Here comes UPS, here comes UPS. They don't carry a sack.
Instead, they've got a big brown truck with presents in the back. Doorbell ringing, Brown is bringing toys this holiday. You don't have to be good boys or girls, 'cause UPS comes anyway. Here comes UPS fireplace, a mess, you don't need a sweep. They come to your front door and they don't use your chimney. Stay home, Santa, with your reindeer on this Christmas Eve night. Got all my gifts upon my list, shipped UPS overnight.
News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. It is 12 minutes after 5 o'clock. Welcoming Mr. Right on the Money, Brent.
Yeah, baby.
McDonald from McDonald Hagen Wealth Management. Gosh, another record-setting day. Isn't it getting boring?
Maybe for some, not for us here, that's for
being
sure.
Being facetious. And yeah. That's why I know people that listen that aren't in on this want in, and that's why they should call you. It's not too late to make a plan starting next year, but getting it set up now. And nobody's better at let me give a quick example. What was it, about a year and a half ago, I got word from a former coworker that RKO, that we had been in some kind of a pension thing with them. I didn't know. They never said it when I was working there. Just so happened that somebody said, hey, you should contact this company and see if you're not eligible. You should be. So I did. It turned out I was eligible for, they had 6 or 7 different options. So I printed them all out and I gave it to Brandt. He was in the studio and he looked at him in like 10 seconds said, pick that one that guarantees you the most money. And if you should croak, Mrs. Ritterbottle the most money. That quick. That was a great example to me on how your mind works in looking for the best option for your client.
So yeah.
I just wanted to that story is worth retelling.
No, and I appreciate you sharing that. You're right. I mean, there are things like that that come out of left field for people all the time. You know, critical decisions that need to be made across a myriad of issues. You and I were just talking off the air, and I was telling you a little bit about we're going through a rebranding process, mm-hmm. and it's really exciting. You know, I mean, we've been so incredibly blessed as a firm. And so these are just natural next steps for us in terms of how we identify with the community and how we continue our servicing of our clients and all of that. And it's just been the most fun going through this project. And anyway, I just want to get to this point because I've told them when I was sitting in the room today, I said, this is something like Greg Budell would come up with. And they all laughed because we were talking about the little notepads where you have your company name on the notepad and you can write down notes and
right.
give it to the client or put it in the mail. And I told them, I said, you know, when I meet with clients and do annual reviews, a lot of times it's sort of like, you know, writing a prescription or something. And I say, hey, you know, this is kind of what I really need you to focus on. And you get back to me and this is what I'm going to be focusing on and I'll get back with you. And it's not unlike a doctor-patient relationship when we have annual reviews. That's how much detail we go into. And so the guy looked at me and he said, you're like the RD instead of the MD. And I was like, what is that? He said, you're the retirement doctor. I said, oh, my God.
Hey, I love that.
I said, that's a Greg Budellism. And
I am known to invent words, but I love that. That is excellent. Yeah.
but anyway, it was a funny moment. But we are excited about what we're going through. I can't go into details right now, but that's going to be a really, really fun thing to talk about when we get into the new year.
Looking forward to it.
It's really, really exciting for us. But yeah, it was a great day in the market. We're sailing into the end of the year at blinding speed. I can't believe Christmas is almost here.
Yeah.
And I sit back, and I talked about this yesterday, but I sit back and I survey the landscape, and I see that, you know, wages are rising and consumers are in great shape, and, you know, the economy's humming along. We have low inflation, relatively low energy cost. The consumer has a lot of money, extra money to spend, and people think Christmas could be really big for them. And then, oh, by the way, two of the really big things that were like an overhang on the market. The Chinese trade deal is probably going to be signed in the first week of January.
Wow.
The phase one deal. So that lifts a lot of uncertainty. And then the UK Brexit got resolved when we saw the vote turnout in the UK. So, you know, you just, right now, I mean, there are a lot of very good things happening. So I've got a fair degree of confidence. There are certainly always going to be things that we're looking at, as I say, out there on page six of the newspaper that no one's going to read or care about, but we do. And so we're always looking at those and factoring those into our decision and how we set our portfolio models in terms of risk management. But all in all, right now, things look pretty darn good from a macro perspective.
Yeah, I think I saw a number. I don't know if it was to the market in general, but it was to the Dow. The Dow, this is staggering, is up 52% since Election Day of 2016. 52%. Nobody, if you come on the air and said, glad Trump won, the market should be up by 50% in 3 years, I might have done a double take on that, although I tend to listen, hang on your words and go with them. But nobody would have really said. In fact, the genius, Paul Krugman, right? Oh, it's going to crash.
Oh, gosh.
What a moron. And you know what? He's doubling down on his own stupidity these days, too. That's the, instead of being humble and saying, you know, I misjudged it or called it wrong, they just get worse. That's the problem with all of his enemies, if you will. When they know they're wrong, they just double down on it and dig in even deeper. And I think it's going to be very much to their detriment next year, I hope, anyway.
Well, I think the biggest thing, and I've been saying this, I'm going to continue to say this, I think the biggest thing that's the least talked about is the corporate tax rate. I just don't think that the average person really, really firmly understands the sheer impact that that has had on the U.S. economy and economic activity, the multiplier effect, compounding of money, the attraction of capital from around the globe coming to the United States in an environment where earnings are penalized less, a lot less. Mm-hmm. Those are really, really important factors to consider when we think about the lagging indicator, which is a broad-based index, like, you know, the S&P 500 or maybe a more narrow index like the Dow Jones. Those are the confirmation of activities that have happened 3 years prior. And so that, I think, is probably the leading, if I had to put my finger on one thing, I would have to say it was the corporate tax rate. I really would. And it's a very complex issue to explain. But I think that, you know, the Trump campaign needs to really be able to connect the dots for the average voter on that issue, especially because the Democrats are going to try to hit him really hard on giving corporations big tax breaks. And
it is time for a very educational approach with stuff like this. People are economically illiterate. Unless they listen to somebody like you, they buy into this socialist garbage that, yeah, they're just taking all this money and putting it in their pockets and sitting out. They don't understand that it goes back and gets reinvested and more people get hired and there's more growth. It's feeding on itself. It's great to watch.
Mm-hmm. No, it is. And it's a great story to tell. I think particularly as an American, you know, we want to have pride in our country. We're an incredible country, a country that really is very strong with a powerful justice system, and for the most part, you know, and you look around the country at the services that we provide, the innovations, and definitely in technology, our manufacturing skills and prowess, and how we are beginning to reshape the world. That was the one big thing I think that was missing for a long time, you know, that we've taken a lead. UK is now following right behind us, you know. Germany is going to be forced to have to deal with the same thing.
Yeah.
In terms of very large economies. China themselves are at a pivotal moment in time where you've got a communist regime that masquerades around as a capitalist free market system. That's going to come to a head. In fact, it is right now. So the world is changing, and America needs to assert itself in terms of the leader in that and how this world's going to look. And I think that's what is so powerful to me and gives me a great sense of pride, you know, as an American, really.
It's amazing and awesome to watch, and I just don't understand why some people just can't go for the ride. You don't see any of the lefties that are constantly saying unbelievably ugly things about the president. You don't see any of them giving back the money they've made in their 401ks. I'm sure many of them are much wealthier after 3 years of Trump because the market's there for everybody. But I don't see them volunteering to give up that money they're making back because it was because of him. They're such phonies. They're just such unbelievable phonies. My recommendation, after listening to Brandt, I hope that you'll be inspired to call 387-0094 and take my word for it. Making that phone call, making the appointment to talk about your financial future will make you feel better immediately, before you've even had the meeting, because it's the first step towards becoming managerial about your money. And Brandt would be the first to tell you, if you don't want to call him for some reason, talk to a financial planner. It's important. That's 387-0094. Obviously, we hope you'll choose Brandt McDonald from McDonald & Hagen Wealth Management. Brandt, thank you. We will talk tomorrow.
Yep.
Take care,
my friend. That's a fact. All right, you too.
Thank you.
523, any requests for our silly segment coming up?
Sure. Our request.
Okay.
Let me see.
I can't play her request unless we get one more name on our list for pizza tonight at the pizza place.
Uh-oh.
We could play... I love the Buttcracker Suite because I love the Nutcracker Suite music.
Yes.
You go with
good.
That?
Mm-hmm.
How do you like that? I have...
We're in agreement.
Yes, I've actually become something of a bad influence on Rosie. Yeah, pizza at the pizza place after the show. Come and join us.
Traffic brought to you by United Heating, Air, and Plumbing. United Heating, Air, and Plumbing can now also take care of all of your electrical maintenance or add-ons. Call United Heating, Air, Plumbing, and Electricity today. United for your comfort.
Good afternoon. This is Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic, heavy traffic on I-65 and 85. A slow merge right now, 85 to 65 northbound. Heavy traffic across the River Bridge. 65 out of Montgomery to Millbrook and Prattville is looking good. Speed limit traffic, no issues. Most congested around town, the Eastern Boulevard from Atlanta Highway over to Vaughan Road, Taylor Road, and we're seeing a lot of congestion on Highway 231, especially at all the lights headed up to Wetumpka. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter would like to wish you and all those close to you a very Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. That's Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
Been in a wreck? Can't afford to go see a doctor? Call me, Stuart Vance, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
I'm not going to expect the legal eagle and local heartthrob Chad to wait for the end of the Buttcracker Suite.
Fantastic. Thank you for doing that. Hey, great to hear the FISA court finally spoke today.
Yeah, that we opened the show with that today.
But let me offer a little criticism of the FISA court since I'm a lawyer, okay, and I practice in federal court. Rosemary Collier is the presiding judge of the FISA court who released the order today, basically castigating the FBI. My question to Judge Collier is, where the hell have you been?
Yeah.
You had, Your Honor, 2 years ago, the information before you to show that you had been lied to by the FBI, but you chose to wait until you got political cover from the Inspector General before you decided to haul the FBI in there.
Right.
She could have held an evidentiary hearing like any other court would have done to find out what the truth of the facts were. If a federal court in this town had any inkling that I had made a major misrepresentation that resulted in subpoenas being issued to spy on four officials in a presidential campaign, they'd haul my butt up into court so quickly and would have an evidentiary hearing so fast it'd make their head spin.
No doubt.
This was absolute cowardice. Absolute cowardice. And as soon as the FISA court undermines its own authority when it chooses not to exercise its independent authority to conduct a hearing. It has its own independent authority, separate and apart from the executive branch, IG. But they chose to chicken out and be cowards. And I tell you, this is one reason why we ought to go ahead and get rid of the FISA court, because I don't think it can reform itself.
That was my next comment. That was one of many things done at the expense of civil liberties after 9/11, and I think it's time to put it in.
Think about what has been done. Think about what that court allowed to be. That court allowed this dog and pony show to go on for 2 years when it could have had an evidentiary hearing and discovered exactly what had been misrepresented a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
You know? And look what the country has been through as a result of it. Every single branch of this damn government has dropped its objectivity.
Totally.
I mean, I can only conclude that the FISA court was either partisan or scared to carry out its absolute constitutional duty.
Well, you know, the lot of people that have gone against the ultimate Beltway crime family find themselves in graves. I don't doubt that some people have gotten swept up into this strictly out of fear.
If Judge Collier and the other members of the FISA court are afraid to do their job, then they need to resign from the court.
I agree. Chad, I'm out of time.
Right,
I appreciate the passion of the statement. 528. All right. Adam, we got about 30 seconds.
Okay. I just want to tell you what a great show you have.
Take a minute or two, then.
Well, I'm calling it. This is not my first time calling, but just wanted to tell you that, and please, would you please play one of those Morgan Freeman clips that you play off?
Why, I just happen to have one right here.
All right.
I'll let you pick. Let's see. We have Morgan Freeman on gifts, on pipe bombs, on trivia, and office parties and shopping, the 1945 tree. Which one would you like?
Shopping.
The what?
Shopping.
The shopping.
Okay, I'm pulling that out, and I'm going to play it.
Thank you.
Just before we get to the butt cracker suite, that's about 2 minutes
away.
Thank you for the good words. You made my day with your call.
Thank you very much.
All right, so that was worth going a little behind to hear. Great.
Yes.
Adam, come and join us at the Pizza Place right after the show, the Pizza Place at Harrison and Perry Hill. Awesome, awesome pizza, and it's on me tonight.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Casino and Hotel?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the new player promise, and they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Casino and Hotel.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit windcreek.com for complete rules.
When you're diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer,
a million questions flood your mind.
How can this be happening?
Am I going to be able to work?
What's a subtype? What do I do now?
We know.
We went through it too.
But once you start to understand your options,
you can partner with your doctor
and find ways to face MBC on your own terms.
Visit findyourmbcvoice.com and learn how to speak up and have a more informed conversation with your doctor.
Some questions have answers.
Visit findyourmbcvoice.com to find some of yours.
We wish you a Merry Christmas from your friends at Boot Barn. And we wish you some Wrangler jeans under your tree. We have great gifts for all on your list, like Wrangler blue jeans, all at Boot Barn. Yes, Wrangler blue jeans, stop by Boot Barn.
Hello, I'm Jane Ray, account executive at Blue Water Broadcasting. From our family to yours, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Now, if you want to avoid long lines while holiday shopping, get yourself a Whaling harpoon. Take it from me. You walk into a Dollar Tree waving a damn harpoon over your head, I guarantee you crowds will disappear faster than a Krispy Kreme in front of a fat kid. Can't find a harpoon? A trident works too, but not a pitchfork. Well, you just look silly. Happy holidays!
Skywatch traffic. We are seeing slow traffic on I-85 out of downtown Montgomery at the merge. Also a slow merge 85 to 65 northbound and southbound right now. Heavy traffic across the River Bridge on 65 northbound. The interstates are both moving at speed limit once you get out of the merge. But boy, there is a high volume of traffic right now on 65 and 85. Most congested around town, Eastern Boulevard, Atlanta Highway to Vaughan, East South Boulevard from Troy Highway down to 331, and of course, Taylor Road. Drive carefully. If there's going to be a Christmas puppy under the tree, make sure its life comes complete with Invisible Fence. With both indoor-outdoor systems, it'll keep that puppy safe. Call Vicky at Invisible Fence, 265-2585. That's 265-2585. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jake.
Injured in a wreck? Don't be the only one without an attorney. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
All right, 536 on News Talk 93.1 FM. A lot of theories on why these insane Democrats are so obsessed with impeaching Trump. One theory, Mark Levin's theory, they don't want him to make any more Supreme Court appointments. Too bad, so sad. And there's nothing in the Constitution that would prevent a president in the impeachment process from nominating somebody as long as the Senate approved. And I think even Mitch McConnell could get that done. But they've got nothing to do. The articles of impeachment may as well say, we lost and we're mad, and we don't like people with who look slightly orange. That's really what it's all about. However, there's another theory, too, that's worth consideration. Look who's in the middle of this whole Ukrainian thing. While they're busy, and Trump released the transcripts, there's nothing there. Nothing. It's Ukraine in particular and the corruption there, which is why Trump, doing his due diligence as president. So what if he said, yeah, we'd like you to look into some of this stuff here because the law authorizes the POTUS to withhold aid to countries that don't meet the criterion for getting it. I don't know why we have to do it with anybody. The deal here is that they launder the money through Ukraine. And the reason the Democrats are fighting tooth and nail to impeach him, they're trying to stop an investigation into their own dealings. They already know about Hunter Biden. Joe won't even answer questions now when he's on the campaign tour. He's the leading Democrat. His son made a gazillion dollars from Ukraine and from China. Last night, I listened to somebody go into chapter and verse in detail about Ted Kennedy. In 1983, reached out to Andropov in the Soviet Union asking for interference in our election. Did anybody ever hear anybody bring that up? He had that Kennedy immunity thing going on, even though he killed somebody and coldly left her to die in his car. That's after it happened to anybody, right? So this is nothing new. But it's not just the deep state that thinks they run the country and not the will of the people. And for some time, that's been true. There's a lot of money. There's a lot of money that the, and nobody ever asks, the media never asks, how did you get so wealthy while you were a congressperson? I mean, you make a nice living, but that, you know, and they want Trump's tax returns, but they're not willing to surrender their net worth. Not their tax returns, their net worth. Some of them have done incredibly well. And some of that money is our tax dollars coming back to them under the guise of these foreign aid scams. You know, what's $1 billion? It becomes so much money. Who's going to audit it? Who's going to check it out to make sure it was used for the purpose it was intended? Nobody. There is so much, what's the thing that our little lady says?
So much crap, they had to start a second pile.
That's what's behind all of this. 539.
Hey folks, Jeff Sessions here. There's a battle raging right now, a battle for the soul and future of America. It's a time of great opportunity and great peril. With President Trump, we have a historic opportunity to finally end the lawlessness at our border and to stop China from stealing our technology and our jobs. But we also face great peril. Washington Democrats are seeking to fundamentally change America. Change our ideals, divide us from each other. They embrace socialism and chaos at our borders. And many Republicans are just too timid. They're not fully committed to fighting for the president's agenda. It's time to stand up and fight for what's right. And you all know me. I won't go wobbly on you. I'll always stand for Alabama values in Washington. I'm Jeff Sessions, candidate for the Senate. I approve this ad.
Paid for by Friends of Sessions Senate Committee, Inc.
When you're diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer,
a million questions flood your mind.
How can this be happening?
Am I going to be able to work?
What's a subtype?
What do I do now?
We know.
We went through it too.
But once you start to understand your options,
you can partner with your doctor
and find ways to face MBC on your own terms.
Visit findyourmbcvoice.com and learn how to speak up and have a more informed conversation with your doctor.
Some questions have answers.
Visit findyourmbcvoice.com to find some of yours.
We wish you a Merry Christmas from your friends at Boot Barn. And we wish you some Wrangler jeans under your tree. We have great gifts for all on your list, like Wrangler blue jeans, all at Boot Barn. Yes, Wrangler blue jeans, stop by Boot Barn.
Available now, it's another Bama half-off special. Fat Boys Barbecue Ranch in Prattville has $10 gift certificates for only $5 on BamaHalfOff.com. Locally owned and operated with a hometown family atmosphere, everything at Fat Boys Barbecue Ranch is made from scratch, including their original sauce, award-winning desserts, and their six meats slow-cooked over hickory hardwoods daily. Get your Bama half-off deal from Fat Boys Barbecue Ranch, available now while they last, at BamaHalfOff.com.
Hi, this is Tom Latham with Penny Earn and Concrete Technology. If you own a business, you know how important it is to get in front of your customer. Radio has proved to be the best medium for us. For many years, the stations at Blue Water Broadcasting have served us well. For success for your business, call the folks at Blue Water today.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Alabama News Network, I'm Samantha Williams. The National Weather Service says its preliminary reports show an EF2 tornado touched down in Marengo County last night. Winds were estimated at up to 120 miles per hour. The area hit was in the Saltwell community on U.S. Highway 80, just southwest of Demopolis. Two mobile homes were destroyed, more than a dozen damaged, and three people injured. And in North Alabama, authorities in Lawrence County confirmed that two people were killed and several others injured when severe storms moved through that area Monday evening. The two people killed were in the Town Creek community in Lawrence County, about 25 miles west of Decatur, south of the Tennessee River. Plus, last night, the Elmore County School Board unanimously approved a $50 million bond for new building projects in the school system to happen over the next several years. The plans include building a new middle school in Redland, expanding the county's technical school, building a new band room at Stanhope Elmore, and several other projects. I'm Samantha Williams. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com. Montgomery Subaru.
Rich Thomas Weather. Well, hi, everybody. What a big change in 24 hours, and the temperatures are still going down. In fact, that breeze will add a little bite to the air tonight. Much colder, overnight low temperature by morning down to about 29. Then for the day tomorrow, plenty of sunshine around, but the high temperature barely up to about 49. Another cold one tomorrow night. The overnight low temperature ends up in the upper 20s. Then we'll be in the mid-50s, I think, on Thursday and Friday, dry weather. But I think the risk of at least some widely scattered showers returns by, let's say, Friday night into Saturday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 3.5% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
Hello, I'm Cheryl Woodward, account executive with Blue Water Broadcasting. From our family to yours, Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Give us a little flavor of what Christmas is like.
Christmas is out of control.
Santa's watching you.
When I sit on an old man's lap and I tell him how naughty I am, I expect to be treated with respect.
Walking out on this fun old-fashioned Christmas.
Time to get your Christmas freak on.
That was our last Christmas call.
We want your breath, so don't make us annoyed.
presents are how cool families demonstrate how awesome they are.
Merry Christmas.
Right back at you, 5:46. That means we're 14 minutes and a few seconds away from bolting over to the pizza place, Harrison Road in Perry Hill. Having a little get-together, try some really amazing original pizza at the pizza place. Mentioned the chili cheese dog. I've done the BLT, done the cheeseburger pizza. That's great.
Buffalo chicken.
Yes. And
combo.
You can't go wrong with your basic cheese or pepperoni either.
Right.
And I think pizza is like one of those things. You always got to try something new. You know, you know what to expect. What's different? It's the kind of thing I can tell you all kinds of stuff, but it's good, and you'll like it. And you can join us for some free pizza between 6 and 7 at the pizza place. A couple of stories as I go through the end of the day, hearing all the crap that comes in. A suburban Chicago man who has spent decades getting arrested and convicted of DUI on a revoked license was sentenced Monday to 6 years in prison. Was it his third, which is a felony now, I believe, and you can get mandatory time for that, or maybe his fourth or even fifth? No, it was his 26th conviction. The Lake County State's Attorney's Office, that's the county that's northwest of the city where a lot of Chicago refugees fled when the city turned into a crap pile, said 62-year-old Stephen Knutson of Round Lake Beach, my grandmother used to own property on Round Lake, pled guilty and was taken into custody immediately. Spokesman for the State's Attorney's Office and the Illinois Secretary of State said they'd never heard of anybody getting arrested and charged that many times. Well, again, when you go to court, your record goes with you. How did it take 26 arrests for this guy to get 6 years?
He's obviously got a problem.
Or a damn good attorney that helps enable the problem. He was driving on a license that had been revoked for life after a 2010 conviction. Y'all know I went through this, and I own it, and I'm not proud of it, but I'm telling you, it was part of what helped me save myself and get my life back together. And one thing I did not do is even consider driving while the license was suspended. That's asking for immediate jail time. And it also helps learn the lesson. You're either motivated one way or the other. It's either going to cure you or kill you, one way or the other. But 26 times. And then I thought I only saw this in South Florida, but cops in South Yorkshire, England, spotted a guy who was completely missing his front left tire, driving along the road on three. I've never seen a car on a road in South Florida with only three tires.
No.
But I have seen a car, you know those tiny little spares?
Little donuts.
I've seen cars on three of those. Three little donuts and a regular tire. On the turnpike. So they can afford to pay to use the road, but they can't afford to buy tires. Amazing. Some folks are using their Christmas budgets to do something really incredibly special, and that is have their vision restored with a LASIK procedure. What a gift. What a gift to have to get rid of glasses, contacts, and open your eyes and have and enjoy the same HD vision we kind of took for granted in the prime of our youth. Montgomery Eye Physicians and Montgomery Eye LASIK offers 75 years of commitment as a practice and more experience than anybody else, literally in the entire South, with Dr. Swan and Shim when it comes to corneal procedures. But before you can have a LASIK procedure, you have to find out if it'll work. That takes a few minutes of time and no money out of pocket. Just call 271-3804, 271-3804. See the refractive surgery counselor and find out. There's care credit for qualified customers, but the price on these has declined as the results have continually improved. Bounce back is virtually no time at all. That's 271-3804, or learn more at this web address, OnlineMEP.com. All one word, OnlineMEP.com.
Hi, I'm Rebecca, owner of Smart Skin Med Spa and Salon. Are you looking for that perfect holiday gift? Get that special someone a gift certificate to use on the services they love. Smart Skin Med Spa and Salon, the only salon, med spa, and day spa located in the heart of downtown Prattville.
This is C.C. Cole with Cole Plumbing. All of us at Cole Plumbing want to wish you and your family a Merry Christmas with a very special thanks to those who have used our services in the past year. Forget the political ills of the country. Remember the one born in Bethlehem on Christmas. Trust in him and we will have a better future. After Christmas, the new year is not far behind, so when plumbing problems arise, and they will, we can help you. Please give us a call at 279-8919, 279-8919. Many of our customers think we provide the best service, so we let them be the judge. Those that haven't used our service, we would love to have you give us a try. Again, from Cole Plumbing, we hope everyone has a wonderful Christmas and a prosperous new year. And don't forget the reason for the season.
Everybody, this is Doug Singleton with Bernie Office Solutions. Since 1963, Bernie has been the Montgomery Grown document technology leader in the River Region. During our 55 years, we have seen a lot of copier companies come and go. That's why we do more than just offer our clients copiers. We offer a diverse portfolio, including document capture and storage, digitizing your paper-based processes, and software to manage costs. Call me on my cell at 201-0199 and ask me about our managed print program where we can cut your printing costs in half. 201-0199.
A highly placed politician talks about the Health and Wealth Show.
Nobody's ever seen anything like this.
The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weeknights at 6 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Hello, this is Jennifer Pestricelli, Director of Sales at Blue Water Broadcasting, wishing you and your family a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
It's Christmas time at the office party. We'll get drunk and do annoying things.
I grabbed the boss's wife by the ass and had myself a fling.
What? We'll goose a friend who tells off a manager. Piss him off and send him on his way. Have a toast to laugh at his anger. Be swift, song away.
You're fired!
Beer for you and for me and stories for us to share.
No fear, I'm happy to table dance on cue.
She didn't even know she put on a show until next morning. Take a look at that. It's posted on the internet. Merry Christmas to one and all.
Yeah. You're fired!
Oh, and Merry Christmas.
Yeah, right back at you. Here's a story that kind of got overlooked in the madness. By the way, if you haven't had a chance, look it up. It's all over the internet. President Trump's letter to Nancy Pelosi. It just lays it out. This is not about, there are no articles of impeachment. There's nothing there. He didn't commit any high crime or misdemeanor. And it's just a bunch of made up crap. There's no evidence to support any of it, but they're going to vote on it. And you're starting to see a lot of Democrats get nervous, and they should, because we're going to kick their ass next year, period. I mean, kick it. That said, a tractor trailer tipped over on Interstate 40 last Friday morning. I don't know why I'm just getting the story now. Spilling 17 tons of M&M's.
The folks between us, this is terrible. This is one of the worst catastrophes in the world.
Tennessee Department of Transportation officials said the crash involved two tractor trailers, one that was parked on a ramp, the second that lost control and hit the other vehicle from behind. I'm smelling a call to Alexander Shanahara on this. I don't know how you clean up 17 tons of spilled M&Ms. And nowhere, this is how bad journalism has gotten. Nowhere in this story does it say where they were, plain or peanut. So frustrating.
Good afternoon.
afternoon, Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We have a couple of accidents reported. Highway 31 just past the intersection of the West South Boulevard as you approach Estate Avenue and the Montgomery Housing Authority. Use caution there. Minor crash on Highway 231 as you get into Wetumpka on South Main Street. Moderate traffic on I-65 and 85 through the interchange. Heavy traffic on 65 to Millbrook and Prattville. Moderate to light traffic outbound on 85. We are still congested around the boulevard this afternoon, especially on the East Boulevard between Atlanta Highway and Vaughan Road. Use caution. We will keep you updated. The Toyota-thon is going on at Reinhardt Toyota with special year-end clearance pricing. No payments until March available. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year from Reinhardt Toyota. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
The Vance Law Firm has helped thousands of people get the money they deserve. Call me, Stuart Vance, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
I just want to take a moment before we wrap up for the night and head over to the pizza place to wish good health on my good buddy. We call him the Lord of the Laminates, Jeff Mallinson at Georgia Floors Direct, who's been under the weather. Maybe, I don't know if it's possible, Jeff, but maybe you could work just a little less hard. Don't wear yourself out. He's one of those guys. He just lives to serve people, lives to give people a great experience at Georgia Floors Direct. I consider him a good, close friend because that's how he treats me, and you'll feel like his friend after you've been to Georgia Floors Direct on the boulevard across from Lowe's. But, Jeff, dial it back, buddy. It's Christmas time. I know it's busy, but you take care of everybody else really well. Take care of yourself, Mr. Mallinson.
Are you missing shingles or seeing dark spots on your roof? One missing shingle could be a sign of weather-related damage that your insurance company may pay for. Hi, I'm Todd Clark, owner of River Region Contracting, your premier roofing contractor. We are a company that takes pride in our workmanship and only use the highest quality materials in the business. If your asphalt shingle roof is older than 10 years, call us for a free inspection on your roof today. Call us at 334-356-8635. That's 334-356-8635. Or visit us at riverregioncontracting.com or like us on Facebook.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group with your updated fall real estate market report for the River Region. So far this year, the MLS has reported over 4,300 closings of residential properties. The average sales price for these sales was $180,000. So far this year, 50% of these sales took place in the first 60 days of a house on a market. There is a lack of supply of homes for sale in the 120 to 180 price range because this is a first-time homebuyer price range, so houses sell faster in these price ranges. This shows that a better economy and lower unemployment leads to increased sales for the River Region. This also allows sellers in these price ranges to find a new home without worrying about selling their present home. Here at the Goodson Group, we specialize in selling existing homes in these price ranges and being able to market them for sale effectively. For an updated market report on your home, call Bo Goodson at the Goodson Group, 551-0225, or email me personally at bogoodson@charter.net.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
All right, take care now.
How could you let them go?
Most of this country probably wants him to go away.
There's no sense getting all riled up every time a bunch of idiots give you a hard time.
Take care now.
Mommy, could we please talk about this later?
Bye-bye then.
In the end, the universe tends to unfold as it should.
Bye-bye.